Governor Mike Easley announced on Wednesday he will ask the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture for a federal disaster declaration for farmers whose crops and livestock are suffering from the ongoing drought in the state. Early indications are that more than 90 counties may meet the criteria for federal disaster assistance, Easley said. Our farmers need our help, and since we cannot make it rain, we will do everything we can to provide them some financial assistance. Jeremy Delisle with the Mitchell Extension Center talks about drought conditions in our area.
The Easter freeze coupled with the drought here in August have really set producers back substantially. Tobacco, Christmas trees, seedlings, fruits and vegetables all have been set back, and the quantities are going to be limited, and so you're going to see prices of those things probably go up throughout the region. The hay crop has been down by 50 to 60% at least. That's been a big concern for primarily livestock producers going into the winter, making sure they have enough feed and trying to source that feed. So what we're trying to do is educate producers on different management techniques that they can use, like culling the herd. Also trying to feed alternative feeds is another big one. And then trying to make sure that they do get the proper feed and the proper amounts of feed to the animals that they do have and that they are going to keep over. Other opportunities for producers to learn more about that are this coming Friday at Waynesville, the Mountain Research Station there. There's going to be a meeting there, and that meeting is from 10 to noon there at the research station in Waynesville, and they're going to be talking about alternative feeds, how to feed them, how much to feed, and there'll be hands-on demonstrations where producers can actually see and feel and do some of the calculations themselves. Also, on September 25th at the Extension Service in Bakersville, there's going to be another meeting there where we'll have our livestock forage specialists come in, and we will help producers with individual questions, work through their different feed rations, and work through their different problems.
August is on track to be the hottest month ever recorded in North Carolina. Rainfall in some communities is 50 to 75% less than normal for this time of year. At Tuesday's North Carolina Drought Management Advisory Council meeting, officials received reports that groundwater levels are approaching the lows that occurred in the 2002 drought, and that the state would need more than 15 inches of rainfall during the next 6 months to return to adequate levels. However, weather forecasters say there is no significant rainfall expected in the near future. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.